thank you very much. And give yourself a big round of applause for coming out tonight to support this great heating fund for the Leeds Community Church. I just want to thank some people tonight. Well, Kyle and Melba Joyce, you know, and I mean, they really made this church, you know, great. And I also want to thank the Reverend Steve Hastings, who's also a musician and the pastor of this church, for making this event successful and hosting it. And Larry and Sue Jewett, who without them, it wouldn't have happened. They did so much work. Bill Grant also worked on the sound in numerous other ways. And all the pie divas. Raise your hand if you made an apple or a pumpkin pie. All right, let's give them a round. Which is fabulous, and also we have all kinds of models, all different ages, and it's going to be fabulous. When I first got started in comedy, people asked me, so what did your husband think of that? Well, I'll tell you, it seemed a little nervous, really. And can you hear me okay?
No.
No. Okay. Well, can you hear me?
No.
Nope, this isn't working.
Okay.
All right. My husband was, is this on now? My husband was probably put the sound off. Because he was a little nervous about me going into comedy. A little bit nervous because I think it was because, you know, I thought at first it was because I'd be out at night traveling around the countryside, hanging around sketchy people, like those people in Winthrop maybe. But he told me, no, he wasn't concerned about my safety. He was concerned that the jokes might be about him. Got that one right. Well, we've been married for about 32 years, and it just seems with each passing year, he just gets hairier and hairier. My husband is so hairy, his hairy arms and everything. Seriously, it's incredible. He's so hairy, he can't go skinny dipping. He can't. It's more like pelt dipping is what it is. We were in the Old Port last night, and he draped his hairy arm around me, and an animal activist actually threw red paint at me. You know, I should have seen it coming. A light bulb should have gone off when we got married at the altar, and the priest said, "Do you take this Yeti?" It's crazy. You know, when you go on vacation, you all work, and maybe work really hard, and it's hard to relax, isn't it, when you go on vacation because you're so stressed from working, and all of a sudden you get to really enjoy yourself. Well, my husband gets really stressed, kind of grouchy. So when we're going to go see my son in a couple weeks down in Washington, so we went to get tickets, and the airline agent, she picked up on that, and she was so helpful. She really arranged this tremendous deal where we had seats on separate planes. I just read in a survey that 30% of parents actually drug their kids, you know, give them Benadryl or something before they take an airline flight. I was outraged. I was so angry. Why aren't those drug kids ever sitting beside me on the plane? It's incredible. Well, my husband's into this green stuff, you know, all this environmental stuff, so we bought an electric car. And it gets great mileage. And we took some, you know, short trips on it to the mailbox and back. Because the extension cord is really short. I don't know. It's crazy, anyway. So, it's great to be in Leeds. You know, what a beautiful fall day. I thought it was going to rain today. And it's so beautiful out. That's not very funny, is it? Cross that one out. Okay. So anyway, we have a lot of things in common. Actually, I live in Cape Elizabeth. I grew up in Leeds. And both Leeds and Cape Elizabeth, we have dumps, don't we? Well, actually, in Cape, we call it a transfer station. And we don't have curbside for picking, you know, picking up like they do in South Portland. So we have to, you know, drive our own trash to the dump. Of course, we have to look good doing it, don't we? You know, fix the hair, makeup, mini skirts so someone might help. And you should see what some of the women do in Cape. Crazy out there. And another thing we have in common is we have, well, we have actually this 4-H here, right? in 4-H, and came, we have Girl Scouts, and they wear, you know, expensive store-bought uniforms. They sell cookies they didn't make. And 4-H, though, we worked hard. We had flannel shirts. We showed our cow up at the Windsor Fair, and then we ate it. My mother, though, right here, this is my mother. She was very helpful. She used to burn the meat beyond recognition. She knew which cat we were eating. She always said, get out the window so we wouldn't know. You know what I mean? Just eat it. You never eat it. It's great. It's very good. And another thing that I was just thinking we have in common, too, is in Portland, there's Portland International Jetport. And you're thinking, so, well, you have Twitchell's Airport here in Turner, don't you? And, well, could you come up with a more hasty name for an airport than Twitchell's? Really? You know? I just went by it today and it's like, what? It's a field, you know, a cow field or something. You know, they park the cars there, so they, attention, you have parked your car in the red zone at Twitchell's Airport. That's reserved for the tarmac trucks. The blue zone is for the tractors and skidders. The green zone is for the rusted up pickups with the door tied shut. All of the crap boxes that need to be jump started park in the yellow zone. Thank you for flying Twitchell's. And when the plane's coming in for landing, they got that down, don't they? Cessna, 724, this is Twitchell's control silo. You have been cleared for a landing on runway 290. That's the one over there, halfway between the Holsteins and the Black Angus. Anyway, so we have a lot in common. I think I'm going to trip over everything, spill everything here. I'm working my way over to the music stand. Anyway, so this is a lot of fun. So, you know, a lot of things bug me about my generation. You know, some generations are complaining about, you know, the other generation. Let me complain about my generation. Thank you. And what I hate about my generation is they always have, like, two kids, and they'll name one a normal name, like Reverend Steve Hastings. That's a normal name, Steve, right? But I mean, the other kid, a really weird, hard-to-remember name like Carol. Who am I going to ever remember Carol, right? I mean, it's like chocolates, right, for these associations. So when I see their mother, Judy, you know, on the street weeks later, I go, hi, Judy, how's Steve? And little Raisinette. It's tough, it really is. And my sister, a few years ago, she read about, you know, this baby Einstein is supposed to make your baby more intelligent. Have you read about that? The baby Einstein video, do you have that? That's great. My sister wanted that, but my mother, sometimes she doesn't hear quite what you're saying, but she got her a Frankenstein video. And it was going pretty good until the angry mom from the village chased them across town, burned their house down. But, you know, it helped them with the nuts and bolts of parenting, really. Yeah. Make sure you get the right one. Yeah, don't get the Frankenstein one. So, anyway. Sorry, Mom. But you know what's funny? It really is. My sister Judy called my mom up and got her some airline tickets to fly down to Philly. And my mother said, Judy got me some airline tickets on Swiss Air. I said, Mom, Swiss Air doesn't fly out of Portland. Julie, yes, it does. I said, no, I think she meant US Air. She goes, no, Swiss Air. So I know I couldn't win that argument, so I just helped her pack her lederhosen. Alpine horn. You know how that is. So it kind of worked out good. She had a nice trip on Swiss Air. She couldn't understand why she, you know, they wore regular American clothes, but that's okay. So my husband, he's so good to me, really. He wanted to get a housekeeper, because I'm not a great housekeeper. So he wanted to get a housekeeper. English was her second language. Her first language was swearing. And she came from a little Eastern European country called Bulgaria. That's crazy. Anyway, so I guess you've probably read in the newspaper recently, there's so many restaurants in Portland. They call it the Foodie City or something. Have you read about that? No? No? Okay. It's in Bon Appetit, I don't eat that either, but I heard about it, so. So it's a real foodie city. So there's one restaurant they don't have, that's Legal Seafood. And that's, we went to one down in Boston, and that was really good, but I think if they opened one in Portland, they'd probably call it Illegal Seafood. You know, served whale, short lobster, braised breast of area, master trap cakes. It's crazy. Anyway, so, you know, healthcare, isn't it getting so expensive? I saw on the news last night that they project in 10 years that healthcare is going to be so expensive that you're going to have to be a millionaire. There'll probably be a show to go along with it. Who wants to see a doctor? A friend of mine suffers from paranoia, so he couldn't save some money and buy his medicine over the internet from Canada. But when he got the pills, they didn't look the same. So he called the Canadian pharmacy. He said, the pills don't look the same. And they said, well, the pills may not be the same, you know, how they look, but, you know, the scary dudes are out to get you will look exactly the same. Only they'll be wearing flannel shirts and swinging hockey sticks. So watch out for that Canadian medicine. And, you know, with the holidays approaching, you know, I don't know, we're going to be eating a lot, right? So you figure, well, maybe we should start a diet now in anticipation of that. But it's so hard to pick a diet, isn't it? I mean, there's so many. There's the Pritkin diet, the Atkins diet, you know, the Sonoma diet, whatever that is. Right now I'm doing the Williams-Sonoma diet. And the key to that diet is you spend so much money on overpriced cookware that you have no money left for food. A slow, painful death surrounded by poppy red and tangerine orange cookware, hugely colored spatulas. It's a hard way to go, but whatever. So another thing I tried to do to lose weight is curves. You know about curves, ladies? Yeah, that's this room. You go into this room, it's women just go there, and it's like these exercise machines in a circle. And you spend 30 seconds on each machine. I've got it down where it takes me 15 seconds to get on the machine, and then 15 seconds to get off the machine. It's funny, I never break a sweat. I haven't lost any weight yet, but pretty good. And the owner of the curves is so nice because a lot of the ladies there are big crafts, you know, and sell them. So she lets us bring them and sell them there. And this one lady makes really expensive teddy bears. And so I was driving my curves today, and I was thinking, I'm going to go in and get one of those teddies. And I got an incredible deal because she's a really good friend of mine and she left her car door unlocked. It's really good. So anyway, that's probably about it for the trying to lose weight. That's not going to happen, I don't think. Not with that pie downstairs. Not going to happen. You know what bugs me a lot? You know, like, you know when you try to call a company up, like an insurance company, and you get voice recognition? You know, when you call up and it is automated voice and you try to get to the person you're trying to get to, it just never works, does it? Thank you for calling Unicom Insurance. If you know the name of the party to which you wish to speak, please say it now. Patricia Mulcahy. Patricia Murray. If that is correct, please press 6. Patricia Mulcahy. Patricia Murray. If that is correct, please press 6. It's Patricia Mulcahy, for Pete's sake. Peter Snake. Robotic moron. Roberta Moran. Please press 6. We'll give you a 6. 6666666. We look at an extension 666. That is the extension of our CEO. Please hold while I connect you to Satan.